As a child, are you obligated to take care of your parents if they get sick or in their old age? For most of us, the answer feels obvious. They raised you, supported you, sacrificed for you. When they need help, it's only natural to return the favour. But family relationships aren't always that simple. What do you do if your relationship with your parents is strained? What if it was marked by conflict or neglect or hurt? The assumption that you will be the one to step up and be a carer can be pretty daunting. That sense of guilt and resentment can be overwhelming. So how do you manage that relationship? Here with me is Christine Bagley-Jones. She joins me fortnightly for Head and Heart. Christine, I'm not going to start by asking you about your relationship with your parents. That's your line, isn't it?
Yeah, and you know, it was interesting because both of my parents have passed away, and in some ways I was robbed the opportunity to look after them because it was quite sudden. And I think about how it must be a phenomenon for every child at some point when they're adults to consider what they're going to do with their parents as they age.
I feel like I want to unpack that with you, but we might leave that for another day. It is a fraught thing. Why does it feel difficult to discuss the idea of caring for your parents if you don't have a great relationship?
Well, I think there's a couple of reasons. Firstly, society tends to have fairly staunch views that we have this moral obligation to look after our parents when that age. And also internally, we usually have a bit of a moral compass that makes us want to. We all want a secure attachment with our family. That's quite innate. So if you've had a difficult childhood and then your parents are in need, it becomes a very complex dilemma.
Is this something that people come to you with a lot?
I feel like it comes more than most people would expect because relationships are difficult and the lifespan can be long and fraught and there's a lot of moving parts. So when you've got your busy life and then your parents suddenly need help and, you know, attention, it can become a real challenge psychologically in terms of what to do.
Bev Wang, who does the Friday show here on Life Matters, did a show a couple of weeks ago about the idea of the mother wound, this idea that our relationship with our parents, especially our mothers, can be really fraught, and had so many people telling stories, including more than one story of someone who basically had this thing that had a fraught relationship throughout their life. They were now caring for this parent and it was hard to be there for someone who is in need and also kind of in the background be processing this resentment. Can you talk through what's going on there?
And can you imagine how challenging that is to have a degree of, say, empathy and compassion because now they're weak and in need? And also, mostly, you probably could justify that they did their best bringing you up. Like, you know, perhaps their upbringing was really difficult as well. So you've got that right next to feeling resentment and old wounds that haven't been healed, and you're pressed up against those two experiences while having to come up with practical ways to support them.
Yeah, real dissonance happening there.
It is. And that's where it's really important to have, you know, those boundaries and be able to check in with yourself and say, does this feel right? What do I need to be able to deliver something here that I'll be comfortable with, not born out of guilt or obligation, but something deep within me that has a desire to want to support while still taking care of myself?
Is there maybe a desire as well that that person, the parent, is going to apologize or see the error of their ways at some stage? And if you're kind of waiting for that to happen, does that color your relationship?
It can. And that's an interesting thing because I feel like we all want closure. And a lot of the motivation when leaning back into your parents could be around understanding why they did what they did or having your opportunity to share your experience for maybe ultimately having some sort of reconciliation before they die. And I think that's an admirable desire and goal. But let's be realistic. If a person has behaved fairly consistently your entire life, the likelihood that they're going to, toward the end, suddenly have epiphanies isn't huge. So manage your expectations, realizing that perhaps you're not going to get what you want out of a response from them, but you can certainly get what you need in terms of closure by orchestrating conversations and sharing things in a way that allows you to have peace.
How do you actually do that? How do you find that grace and do that caregiving when you are still perhaps holding on to a bit of this resentment?
Well, I think denial is not going to help. So if you're feeling that discomfort because you feel resentment. Like, why am I helping you now? You didn't help me, or you weren't there for me in ways I really needed. Then again, maybe do your own work. Share with a trusted other, whether you get actual professional help or talk to other people that may understand the situation, can help validate your concerns, and also let yourself off the hook. Like, don't be putting a whole heap of pressure on yourself to perform in a certain way. You get to choose how you show up in this space.
You're listening to Life Matters here on ABC Radio National. I'm Tegan Taylor, chatting with Christine Begley-Jones. She joins me fortnightly for Head and Heart as our resident psychologist. And we're talking about caring for parents as they get older, especially the fraught nature of that relationship. If you haven't had a great relationship throughout your life and now you're caring for them, do you feel a bit resentful about it? AE says, caring for parents, it's the hardest job I've ever done and I got on okay with mine. Another says, our father wasn't a great dad, but my brother and I saw him through a difficult dementia-plagued old age because it felt like the right thing to do. It was tough, and my brother in particular still suffers the after effects of that trauma. So, Christine, that sounds like the dad has gone now and they're still dealing with this.
Yes. And again, I think that society probably plays out a bit in that, and just our feelings, whether they're your parents or not, they're aged, and we are supposed to look after the elderly in our society. So it's really tricky. And then you see someone that has had a big impact on your life really suffering themselves, and you know, their end is near and it's not looking good. You want to support them, but you might be then also opening up wounds of that 12-year-old self, or all of the times that there's been a fracture that hasn't been resolved. You can regress almost when you're in that space because of the interplay, and that's where self-care becomes such a priority.
The other thing about that text that shone out to me is the fact that dementia was a factor there, and I can imagine talking before about wanting closure and that sort of thing. If your parent isn't who they used to be cognitively, that could be even harder.
It can be, because you're not going to be getting very lucid responses, but potentially they may soften. The illness itself may make them a little bit more placid, or at least more receptive just to have those in the moment conversations. So you might not get what you want back, but you can still share and get things out that you've kept bottled up. It's not good to hold stuff in. So in any way that you can, in a cathartic process, express what life has been like for you, it can be very healing.
Another text here says, I have a parent who's a narcissist. I tried so hard, but looking after them, it backfired badly. Sometimes you need to believe the lessons you learned earlier on in life. Christine, what a tightrope to have to walk to be compassionate and care, but also protect yourself.
And that's where we've got to remember that it's not a debt we have to repay. Like, just because we've been brought into the world and we have these parents, we don't theoretically owe them anything. I really believe in that saying, you reap what you sow. And a relationship over a lifespan has many years and twists and turns. And if that foundational stuff is really lacking, especially if the parent has significant mental health issues or, you know, like narcissistic disorders, you need to realize that it's not going to be your job to lean in and put yourself in harm's way.
That's some pretty tough love, Christine. Like, what are you meant to do? Kick them out onto the street?
Well, luckily we live in a society where we can usually get support elsewhere. And the people that I speak to are really relieved to know that they can outsource a lot of it. And you might have more of a coordinating role or broker role. The problem comes with people not understanding and people looking in and saying, why aren't you there? Your dad's unwell and I hear that you're still going to work and doing your thing. So that's difficult then, because you have this desire to want to justify your actions. And at the end of the day, you don't have to. You have to reconcile it with yourself. If you want to share with others why you're not leaning in, you're not obliged to overshare. You might just have a couple of one-liners saying, our relationship's been very complicated, or we are not in a position where it's healthy for me to support them in a way beyond what I'm currently doing.
So briefly, what are some suggestions for someone who's facing this situation?
I think the very first thing is be gentle with yourself and have a good, sober look at your relationship with your parents and what can be had for yourself in terms of growth, closure, or just feeling like a good human. Sometimes when we're doing really honourable things, even if it's undeserving, it can still feel like we're aligned with our values. So try to make it beneficial for yourself, and at the very least, don't make it overly detrimental, and employ other siblings if that's helpful. That can be really tricky too, because everybody, even if, you know, brothers and sisters have grown up under the one roof, they still have a very different relationship with each of their parents usually, because of, you know, what everyone's going through, different personalities. There's so many different reasons. So everyone might not be on the same page in terms of how much each sibling wants to contribute, but try to enlist as many people as you can. But be current about how you're feeling. You don't want to get to the other side and have regrets and wish that you'd done more or less. Sometimes people wish they'd done less and not sacrificed so much of their well-being when they didn't really have the resources.
Compassion for everyone in the situation, including yourself. Christine, thank you as always.
My pleasure.
Christine Bagley-Jones is our resident psychologist. She joins me fortnightly for Head and Heart. This is Life Matters on ABC Radio National.
Listen to more great stories that take you beyond the headlines. Ask your smart speaker to play ABC RN.